Kevin Dodd is program coordinator for Great Lakes Peace Jam. He says Smash-O-Rama works like this.
Yep, you come to the Smash-O-Rama. We're on the loading dock at the Park Trade Center on Church Street. And we will have a smorgasbord of plates and dishes, all that have been donated to us. All of them have a price on them. And so you'll pay for the plate. We do have safety gear that everyone puts on to make sure we're all safe. And you get to throw it. We have a big target on the wall. You get to throw that plate against. And you can come back as many times as you want.
You can also create a message on your plate before throwing it.
And then we added on the layer of, you know, writing something in the world that we feel like we want to get rid of, like poverty or homelessness or racism. Symbolically breaking those is a way to sort of show our commitment to that cause of dismantling those injustices in the world.
Dodd says participants in past Smash-O-Ramas have had fun at the event and even learned from it.
And what we found in doing these events is that people will come together and it becomes a communal event where, you know, sometimes people will write something on their plate and they want to show everyone and say, look, I'm going to destroy homelessness, you know, and they're very excited about it. It starts conversations around, you know, why, what kinds of needs and problems do we see in our community and how can we begin to do something about them? So it starts this community conversation.
My name is Mandy Cox and I'm a master of social work student from Western.
Mandy Cox is also an intern at the Great Lakes Peace Jam office in Kalamazoo, helping to coordinate Smash-O-Rama. She wrote the word bigotry on a plate before demonstrating her smashing style.
That's a good one.
Brilliant.
Martha Huckabee is executive director at Great Lakes Peace Jam. She says Smash-O-Rama helps raise funds for Peace Jam's mission, which is to create youth leaders. She describes one of the unique ways they accomplish that goal.
Linking youth up with Nobel laureates and showing them as kind of moral exemplars of people who are able to do, who have made the decision to do very simple things that end up having very great effects and impacts on their community, their lives, and our world. And so we really try to empower youth to show them that anyone can be an agent of change.
Huckabee says introducing young people to Nobel Prize winners can be a valuable learning experience.
That it shows these incredibly powerful individuals who won these Nobel Peace Prizes, but it shows them as normal people. Some of them were illiterate until very late in their lives. Many of them were very poor, and they were just normal people who made a decision one day to change their situation and change the world.
In case you're wondering, all the shards of smashed pottery are saved and used in future art projects. Smash-O-Rama runs from 5 to 9 this evening at the Park Trade Center in downtown Kalamazoo. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.